Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, Halloween is tomorrow, followed by Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas time, and while a lot of us will be opening gifts around the tree with family, our very own Miles Montgomery, he'll be in Africa on safari. But before he can commune with nature on the mother continent, he has to get a series of shots right here in the States. That includes everything from COVID to diphtheria to tetanus to pertussis to both hepatitis A and B to measles, mumps, rubella, polio, and yellow fever. Now, that's according to the CDC, but they might want to add a shot for Lassa fever. I say this because earlier this week, a man in Iowa, he died from contracting Lassa fever after visiting Africa. I'm just saying, Now, that said, you don't have to go to Africa to contract a life-threatening illness. You ever heard of Eastern equine encephalitis? Neither had the family of a Connecticut man until doctors explained to them that that's what killed him. And he got it from a mosquito in his own backyard, again, in Connecticut. And while it's well documented that mosquitoes, much like your mom, are known to spread disease, let's not forget about those other six-legged rat bastards known as ticks. Ticks suck 5 ways from Sunday with their Lyme disease, something else I can't pronounce, Rocky Mountain spotted fever and more. Well, add a new illness to the repertoire. And while I can't pronounce it, it's not good. And they just found the first tick to be infected with this particular disease. Good news for us, that's in Illinois. But here in Washington State, well, a few workers at a commercial egg farm in Franklin County, yeah, they've been infected and tested positive for bird flu. In Colorado, a girl is fighting kidney failure after getting E. coli from one of the quarter pounders from McDonald's. And a woman in Brooklyn, she was blinded by parasites after making a quote-unquote mistake with her contact lenses.
Oh.
Yeah. There's lots of different ways to get sick, feel under the weather, have to visit the hospital. Who knows? And the doctor tells you some big, long Latin term for the thing that's making you feel the way you feel. And that's what today's question is. We want to know, infection, disease, or illness, what did you have to deal with?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the toes, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4209. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You bring us 3 stories of people doing bad things every week.
Yeah.
It's up to us to determine, out of the 3 stories, which one sucks the least. Is there a theme to this week's Who Sucks Less?
No particular theme. Not as strong as last week. Except, you know, well, I mean, look. First, I would say if you get busted committing a crime and then you have a court case, maybe don't commit the same crime on the way to court.
All right.
It generally doesn't work in your favor. Everyone gets a late night hankering for a snack. Be careful of what you accuse your Uber driver of doing. And finally, I would just say, if you got a job to do, just do it. Even if you're having a bad day, just do the thing they expect you to do.
I would say that this is an addition where things that once belonged to somebody are no longer in that person's possession.
You know what that
That is actually, okay. That is a very strong theme. You're correct.
Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30 today. Not only that, we do have a little special announcement to make concerning our Ola Days Porter Party, which is happening Saturday up at Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville from 4 until 8, absolutely free. We have some good news as far as some of the things that will be available there up in Woodinville.
Is there any word from Kelsey? Yeah, Mike. I want to get the porta potty for the porta party. Just because it's a porta potty.
The email I still only have is I heard that.
Yeah,
okay. So it's he's not happy with this whole thing.
Right.
He doesn't want to have to deal with this whole thing.
It's just an idea. Who doesn't want to say, hey man, I went to the porta party porta potty.
Come up and taste the brand new Men's Room Ola Days Porter as we're having our porta party. This is going to
we'll
be
get a porta potty.
Right. Yeah, the porta. If you're going to have a porta party, you might as well have a porta potty.
Yes. The beer is only available on draft. Taste for the very first time with us on Saturday from 4 until 8 with notes of grandma's rum balls, chocolate, vanilla, orange peel, and holiday spices.
Did your grandmother make rum balls?
She did not make rum balls. I don't know if I've ever had a rum ball.
I've had rum balls. I don't think it was my grandmother. My grandmother was a fantastic cook, by the way.
Are we going to get a rum ball machine there, too?
The secret ingredient for everything that my grandmother made, the ashes from her Salem cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've definitely seen those at family holidays.
Yeah, rum balls. They're good, man.
There's rum in them, yeah?
Yes, there is.
Could you get messed up eating those things?
Like I got drunk on rum cake as a child.
All right, rum cake.
Yeah, I was like 12 years old. My aunt had made a rum cake, and it was really, really good. I did not know that I was drunk, but like anything, just my night was starting to fade. I'm getting super tired. I just want to lay down. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's wrong with me. I wake up the next morning, still feel like crap. And my mother finally pieced together. She's like, I think you got drunk on your aunt's rum.
Yeah,
I was like, wow. Yeah, well, it was good. I ate a lot of it.
Dude, the worst as a kid is biting into one of those chocolates and it's got liquor in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, that's kind of what I thought a rum ball was, but just filled with rum instead of...
No, what? For an adult, you wouldn't get drunk because it's 1/3 a cup rum. Yeah, and you're cooking it.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
As a child, you're right.
That's hey, Miles, if you're up to the challenge, eat 50 by yourself.
All right. It's part of our Ola Days Holiday Porter, and it does have some of Grandma's rum balls, chocolate, vanilla, orange peel, holiday spices, and a portion of net proceeds, of course, benefit our friends at the Fisher House. This is a very limited release beer.
Yeah.
It's only available on draft, and we will have locations where hopefully you can find it close to your neighborhood. Either way, just stop by the Black Raven Brewing Facility in Woodinville on Saturday from 4 till 8 as we have our Ola Days Porter Party.
Porter Party, yes.
Porter Party. And that announcement coming up at about 4:25 concerning said party.
Somebody here says you should get a porta potty and make it a photo booth.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. That's
porta potty, porter party, porta potty photo booth. Yes.
Yeah.
Mike, get on that. I'm
porter
sure
party,
like this more.
Porta potty.
Photo booth.
Mm-hmm. Bring some pot.
Yeah, yeah, go into that bathroom and take pictures. That's
just like, I needed another P word. Pot.
It's just like a photo booth, but it's not. It's a porta potty. All right. On to the question, infection, disease, or illness. What did you have to deal with? We start with this one out of all places, Africa.
Huh.
Health officials are investigating the death of an Iowa resident as a suspected case of Lassa fever. A frightening viral hemorrhaging fever rarely seen in the U.S. The patient returned to the U.S. from West Africa earlier this month. Now, the person was not sick while traveling, so the risk to fellow airline passengers, they say, is extremely low. Officials with the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention said the virus is not spread by casual contact. Patients are not believed to be infectious before these symptoms occur. Now, the patient, he had been hospitalized in isolation at the University of Iowa Healthcare Medical Center. Testing by a laboratory showed that the patient was presumably positive for Lassa fever. If the results are confirmed, the case would be the 9th known case of the Lassa fever since 1969.
55 years.
And travelers returning to the U.S. from areas where the disease is found. Now, the CDC is assisting Iowa health officials to identify as many people as they can who had contact with the patient after his symptoms began.
Mm-hmm.
Those identified as close contacts will be monitored for then like 3 weeks. Now, state and local health officials are working to learn how the patient, who they did not identify, became infected. Early information suggests the patient had contact with rodents in West Africa. The virus is carried by rodents and spread to humans through contact with urine or feces droppings of infected animals. In rare cases, it can be transmitted among people through direct contact with a sick person's blood or bodily fluids, mucous membranes. So if you kiss somebody or through sexual contact, if you're doing that as well.
What if you're just sweaty? You know, it's Africa, traditionally hot, right?
Well, they say symptoms.
You're on safari, you know, you sweat a little bit, like you get to infect the safari guide.
Well, symptoms are typically mild, include fever. So you're going to run hot, and you probably would sweat, fatigue, and headache. Some people may develop vomiting, bleeding, difficulty breathing, facial swelling, pain in the back, chest. Sounds like you're taking a drug.
Yeah, basically. All the side effects. Like the side effects of a drug to get rid of it, right?
Yeah. But this
But out of Africa. Man, I don't say.
I saw that. That's what I... The headline is, Iowan dies of frightening virus.
It's frightening.
After travel to Africa. Frightening. That's what I don't understand. So why is this frightening compared to other viruses that you might... What does it do? Like, do you have to keep popping your eyeball back in?
I mean, I think you got toward the end. Like you said, right, fever, diarrhea. You go like, all right, standard stuff. But the crap you read at the very end, like, I think that's what makes it terrifying. Plus, they said it's a hemorrhaging one.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
To me... That means, like, whatever's in your body starts popping out through, you know. I'm not saying it's going to happen to you on safari, but it might.
I'll tell you this. As many shots as I've
taken. That sounds pretty scary to me. I wouldn't want it, but I'm not going to Africa.
That's right. They you know, every time I go get shots, I need to go get more shots.
How many shots have you gotten just for the Africa trip, right?
So far, I've gotten five.
Is it less if you weren't going on safari and you were just like, hey, I'm just hanging in Cape Town for 5 days?
You know what? It depends on what countries you travel to. They all have different travel. So yellow fever is prevalent in some areas. Monkeypox, believe it or not.
Have you gotten your monkeypox shot?
You cannot get a monkeypox shot here.
They tell you, like, look, man, you don't want monkeypox. And there's monkeypox shots, but we're not giving you one.
You can't have one. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to have it.
Do you have to get monkeypox first and then?
I don't.
Why do they have the shot if they're not going to give it to
you? For some reason, monkeypox is prevalent among the homosexual community through homosexual sex and intravenous drug use. So it's almost very similar to what early AIDS was.
Correct. Right?
But King County only has like 20 of these shots. So I don't know.
You're not considered high risk enough?
Correct. I don't know what the stipulation is if I need to, you know.
Wait, what's that conversation like? Because you're like, look, I'm lining these up because I'm taking a trip to Africa. I want to get the shots that the CDC recommend. And, like, you really want to get those shots. You bring up monkeypox and they're just like, no.
I still have to get yellow fever. I still have to get a hepatitis B shot, I'm pretty sure.
And A.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, I'm reading it. It's almost like if you don't, seems like you're just not high risk, even though you're going somewhere that has it.
Right.
But you're right. You're not.
I'm not in that category.
I don't know. Because they could be having sex in bathhouses.
But they only have so many shots.
Yeah, limited supply as well.
So that's why, like, you can't just go to Walgreens and get one of these things. Monkeypox. You can't. I mean, I went to the hospital. I called the county, and they're like, "Nah, you can't have it." And I was like,
"Wow,
yeah."
So you're waiting on yellow fever.
I don't shoot up drugs, and I don't have sex, period. So,
yeah, we'll kick the tires in Africa. Do both of those things and see what happens.
Exactly. So that's. But I tell you what, every time I do get a shot, you do feel like ass for a few days.
Does the ass feel different based on the shot you got? You know what I'm saying? So, like, you get the flu virus, it feels like crap, but it feels like you have the flu. So when you get. What is the shot you've gotten where these side effects, you're like, I'm just not personally used to this particular set of side effects?
The one that surprised me the most was the COVID booster along with the flu shot.
Really?
I got those in one arm, and that combination was, you feel a little off.
Okay.
For like a day or two. You're kind of like, oh, God, I feel like ass. Uh-huh. Just dragging around, and you know, I still got to go back and get more. I did not check all the boxes on this.
Didn't you say someone who's also going with you on this kind of forgot to send you the rest of the shots you need?
Yeah, that's correct. So I've got...
Please, don't do that.
No,
if I forget my toothbrush, I'm okay. Don't tell me, I forgot to tell you, you need this shot.
Yeah, you got to take pills before you go for the mosquito-borne illnesses.
Okay.
So malaria.
What concerns you more, honestly, as far as safari?
What is really going to kill me?
Poking fun. Right. It's like, this thing's going to kill you. Is it mosquitoes or is it a lion?
It's a mosquito. I mean, that is the craziest thing about this whole thing. You know, I just want to go and see my kid, make sure she's doing okay. And I'm also going to do these things while I'm there. There's no point in going all the way there.
Right.
And not riding around in the wilderness in a Jeep with no top on it.
Okay, that's the other thing I was going to ask you.
No top.
You found out that the Jeeps you're in have no top.
That is correct, yes.
Who picked those? Because I can't imagine you did.
I did not pick those. See, I would be in a tank. That would be how I would do it. I would say, hey, I want a big...
It's not really a safari, then.
I want a big tank. Well,
Look, I'm a Miles, bro. I don't need a tank, but I want a lid on my roof. And the reason why is you just see the videos. The lions are always sleeping on the hood of the Jeep because the engine's warm like a cat. And, like, that's fine because the thing is, when you close the door, you're going to wake it up. If I'm in a covered wagon, I'm a lot less concerned about the lion being awake. If it's an open top and he pops his eyes open and now he's staring through the windshield and maybe he's a bad sleeper, I don't know.
Just don't look him in the eye.
Is that the thing? Because I said to Miles, certain animals, no, you don't look him in the eye.
Do not look animals in the eye.
But I also heard the one thing about, like, big cats. When they stalk, they like to do things by surprise because they want minimal fight, right? That's why they attack from behind for the most part. Because when they think you're looking at them, it ruins their ambush. There's a guy, an Australian farmer, but he's in Africa, and the lions expect they're wiping out his cattle. Dude took a Sharpie and painted giant eyeballs on the cow's asses. So when they're grazing, it looks like a giant set of eyeballs. The lions haven't attacked.
I don't know. I just watched a lion guy, like a tamer, get attacked. It was like his first day, and the lion looked at him. He stared the lion down and walked towards it. And it was,
that was day one?
Yeah. Well, I guess he was newer.
An apprentice?
Yeah. You know what, man? Honestly.
There's so many things that potential. Okay, for an example. I told you as far as the clothing goes, you need to wear kind of an army green or tan khaki type clothing.
Look like Steve Irwin.
We do have a mutual friend that just took her mother there, too.
Okay.
And they did. I saw they were on safari.
Has the mother returned?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you're right. They definitely had outdoorsy stuff like dark red and green on.
Okay. Well, see, the thing is, if you wear red or blue, now this is outside of the safari, the mosquitoes are attracted to those colors.
Right.
So no matter where you are, even if you wanted to go to dinner, you know, you could put on a red shirt, but that's just as dangerous.
I heard blue is for mosquitoes anyway. Yeah. Blue is the main color they're attracted to.
You do not want to, for an example, get any water in your mouth when you're showering. Or, you know,
Isn't it kind of hard not to?
You wouldn't even broach the idea of brushing your teeth in the sink. All these different things that you can't do.
So are you just going to have, like, nasty mouth for a couple of weeks?
I'm on guard 24.
So is it just pathogens in the water?
Right.
Diseases from mosquitoes?
Well, that's just going to make me poop nonstop for days.
Right.
So
it probably attracts animals.
I mean,
can you just, like, bring a bunch of mouthwash and call that good?
Yeah, but it's also the middle of summer there.
Do you want to smell minty on safari?
I also don't want to
smell good.
I don't want to spend a whole day with a swamp ass in the middle of a, you know.
Would you rather be dead?
Take the swamp ass.
This is your choice.
I guess I'll take the.
Give me a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're light.
What do you care?
We're light cotton. Here I am with a big brown streak down the middle of my back of my pants. You know, walking around.
Better than being dead.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like I would not want to be with the same five people and be God. It smells like poop.
Right.
But if it's that or death, I'm poop guy.
All right. But if you smell like poop and then you're on safari, all these insects are going to be attracted to you, and the animals, right. And you're going to get whatever disease.
I smelled your swamp ass from a mile away. I got here as fast as I can, but I'm a cheetah. It didn't take long. Infection, disease, or illness, what did you have to deal with? 206.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 803 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hot off the presses, there's been an unexplained rise in walking pneumonia among very young kids, ages 2 to 4.
Really?
Yes.
What do they think that's from?
The bacteria that causes walking pneumonia, Mycoplasma pneumoniae.
I'm sure that's exactly it.
Striking is what they're saying as far as the age. The bacteria is more typically seen in older adults and older kids. Those who are infected don't necessarily end up with pneumonia. In fact, only about 1 in 10 people infected develop what tends to be a less intense form.
Yeah, my mother had walking pneumonia a couple years ago, man. And it wasn't like life-threatening, but it just wiped her out all the time.
That's basically what it says.
Yeah.
The fatigue,
it's
the headaches, brutal. Fever, yeah. Dry cough, symptoms much like those of COVID or RSV, they say. The main difference is the cough tends to worsen as the weeks go on and can persist as long as a month.
Yep.
And if you think, like, I've had pneumonia twice, right? But the first time I got it in high school, I just kept going to school and stuff. It was just like, I'm just sick or whatever.
Sure.
Then, like, over Christmas, it got real bad. So, like, I think, like, the 26th, my mom took me to the doctor, and they put me in the hospital.
Yeah. How long? Jesus.
Like, 2.5, maybe 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, they were just like, it was like a second cousin of hers.
All right.
So she knew the doctor, but even he was like, you should have brought him in like a week ago.
So help my dumb ass out. What is the difference between pneumonia and walking pneumonia? Does it get like a pair of Nikes and hit the street? Like,
no, walking pneumonia just generally, like when I got it the second time, I knew closer and went to the doctor and they were like, start taking this medicine, go home and go to sleep.
Yeah.
But what makes it walking pneumonia?
Right. That you can stay home and physically walk around.
Gotcha.
As opposed to, like, my pneumonia was walking pneumonia. It got worse.
Then you have
so
pneumonia.
So now it's worse. It puts you down. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Walking pneumonia just means, like, you're really sick, but you're not dying.
Gotcha. Well, sometimes the name is what scares the hell out of me. Look, you could have what? Spotted fever.
Right.
But then there's Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Right. And you go, okay.
I mean, like,
why
me,
is the
like,
Rocky Mountain Rocky, spotted worse?
I mean, what am I, yeah, exactly. Like,
is the Rocky Mountain part getting spotted?
Yeah. Well, think about it. Chickenpox. And they're like, all right, you can survive chickenpox. Monkeypox, like, we won't even give you. Right. Like, so what's like, going on with the pox?
Rocky Mountain Road sounds like a good ice cream. Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
It doesn't.
Why did you have to put Rocky Mountain in front of it? Just to make it sound worse?
Right.
I don't know why Rocky Mountain sounds worse, but it just does.
Does it have anything to do with the oysters? Is that what's getting spotted?
Yeah, exactly. Our question, infection, disease, or illness, what did you have to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
You know they sell those at Coors Field?
Oh, that Rocky Mountain Oysters? Yeah. Of course.
People say they're good.
I've heard that they're good. I'm sure they're good. It's beef. It really, the only thing that freaks you out is like it's testicles.
Yeah.
But after that, yeah, we eat every other part of the cow. I'm like, oh.
I've heard that it does kind of have that sensation when you bite into it.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. How you doing?
Hola.
Well, I was in Utah hanging out with my RV, and I had to come back home to Granite to pick up some meds and some mail. So I cleaned out the pooper because I was leaving the RV there. Well, a couple days before, I clipped my fingernails. I have numb hands because of the surgeries. Anyways, my fingernails started separating, so I wrapped it up. Well, as I cleaned the pooper, it got some on my hands and on my Band-Aid. I washed my hands and I washed the Band-Aid. I should have changed it. That was Thursday. Friday, I left for Washington, got here Saturday, went to take a shower Sunday, showed my son, and he told me to get to Providence Hospital right away. Providence looked at me. I had gangrene.
In one finger, or had it spread? How does that
one
work?
One finger. And it went quick. And I had to get back to Utah to my RV. I was like, come on, guys. So cut it off. Let's go. But they wanted to keep me for 7 days, and they wanted to keep me for more. In fact, I just left the hospital now, the infectious disease, when you guys came on.
Are you for real, man?
So
wait, how long ago did this happen?
The 27th, they cut it off, and it was 4 days prior to that.
They cut the finger off? It's gone?
Yeah, oh, totally off. Yeah, and what happened was they put, dissolving stitches on the end of it. I have two dogs, if you can't hear them in the back.
Yeah, I can hear them now.
She jumped on me and broke the stitches, you know, because they were dissolved already, and it opened it all up again. So it looked like, for the past 2 months, like someone just cut it off, and it was, you could see the bone and all
what,
that.
Which finger and on what hand?
Middle. Now I can just nub ya.
Middle finger.
Off, I can nub ya.
Middle finger, right hand?
Yep.
So it looks like
hand, yep.
And so what, they cut it all the way off?
It almost looks like you got devil horns.
To the last knuckle.
Okay. That's so you can't really give anyone the finger anymore. I mean, not with that hand.
I can nub ya.
Yeah, but that doesn't have the same impact.
Yeah.
You sound like a guy that enjoys giving people the finger.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Well, hang on now. You're driving an RV through Utah out to Washington. I hear your accent. I'm like, sir, where are we running from?
I'm from Boston originally.
Boston, all right.
I left there in 82, California, 10 years. Up here for 36 years.
All right.
Go figure.
Okay.
And that accent is still there, brother. It has gone nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, is it weird that your own fecal matter was the reason that your finger's gone? I mean, when you think about where your finger has been previously in your life, I mean, isn't that a little... I know you had an open wound, but still.
Well, you got to think your body is saying, like, I want to get rid of everything in your butt. Like, if it's in your butt, I don't want it. There's nothing good here.
Well, no, that's not true. What about fecal transplants?
Well, if someone needs they just take a turd and stick it in there, or do they extract something from it?
I don't know. They take good people's sample.
Right, if you have a healthy gut. But, like, do they just give you poop, or do they extract something from the poop and give you that?
I don't know.
I don't want to
know. I've never had that, but apparently when they do it, it
makes a huge difference.
It tends to work.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about it, but that is, I mean, how did you lose your finger? Well, I got poop on it.
My poop.
And then they had to cut it off.
And by the way, like, so there's people that, you know, you'll donate organs, and there's people waiting to get those organs. When it comes to, like, the fecal matter thing, like, how do they determine who, because I'd imagine, like, so do I go for a routine physical, right? And at the end of my physical, they say, hey, I don't know if you know this, but you have great poop. You should put your name on this list, and if someone needs a poop transplant, you would be a great guy for it. I mean,
it seems like it's always the weirdest case scenario where someone, like, for an example, they can't contract HIV, or they cannot contract AIDS, or whatever it is. And some of those people, they use them.
Right. But I'm saying there's such a limited number of people that you would know.
Put that fecal matter in someone who is infected.
Because, like, say, you need a kidney, all right? And it turns out I'm a blood match. Now, in real life, I'd never give you one of my kidneys. But say I'd be nice and give you a kidney. Now they say, Miles needs a poop transplant. Like, can I volunteer? Like, well, check my poop. Maybe mine will help.
Well, if it was a coworker, who would you pick? Is there anybody healthy?
Safe.
Is there anybody in this building that we know for a
VD? Because of his diet, man.
All right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I might take Mike's.
Nothing against you, Mike, but between you and VD, as far as who just eats healthy, VD just eats healthy.
Okay. He drinks a lot more whiskey, though.
Right. Whiskey's his downfall, but I think my body's past that. But, I mean, like, he eats stuff that I don't, like, grains.
You don't get any of my
vegetables.
Poo.
Mike, can
spinach.
Can I get dibs on a poo?
Yeah, damn right, man. Thanks.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people who don't eat vegetables and, you know,
and have healthy stool.
Live just as long and do just fine. Mm-hmm. Just, like, every car is different. You know,
yeah, it's all smell. Mine's healthy.
They'll all get you there.
Is that what that is? Yeah.
But
I smell like a barn.
Oh, the bathroom smells awful right now. I don't know what in the hell.
Does
it? Yes, it smells
who
like...
Who dropped a heater?
I don't think anyone dropped a heater. I really think it is the outtake line.
Oh. Usually that doesn't happen until like 4:35, though.
It has bad. I mean, you walk in there and it's like, oh, God. Infection, disease, or illness, what do you have to deal with, or what did you? 206-803-ROCK.
Animals are healthy.
Yeah. Ted, I walked in there the other day. You were dropping one. I just went in to leak, and I'm like, Ted is on a steady diet of match heads. That is... As soon as I opened the door, I'm just like, God damn it, man. And everyone's been working together long enough, like, I knew it was you, just based on smell.
Yeah.
You open the door, like, that's Ted. Mike, I know you. Miles, you make so much noise when you poop. Like, that's Miles.
Right.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I'm
Miles
gonna play...
is a drive-by, man. Yeah. It is kind of amazing. I mean, he is like a B-whatever bomber.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's right. Yeah. I'm out. Hey, look, I learned a lot from that hemorrhoid surgery.
You don't want to linger.
Right.
You don't want to go there again. I know for a fact I never want to see that movie again.
But for you, Miles, it's a production. As much as you talk about how people ask you, you know, are you going to poop when you stand up? You walk in like, ah, sorry I've been here, man. I got to go drive. Yeah,
but I do it like a pit stop.
You do. Yeah,
this is
you're
NASCAR.
Like a NASCAR pit stop in there, man. And then you just
flush.
As soon as it hits water, I hear toilet paper going and then a flush. Like, damn, Miles.
Changed all four tires.
Light a cigarette.
Got
damn.
Gas, the whole thing. Infection, disease, or illness. Wait till you have hemorrhoids.
Cuddle a little bit.
It'll change the way you poop.
What did you have to deal with? 206-803.
Hey, like, before you put a socks on.
You got to do it like. Miles, you got to do it like F1. Just,
Miles, pit.
Right.
Yeah. Got a little voice.
Oh, is it time to pit?
Pit.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Pete. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so I was told to make it short and sweet. It's kind of a story. Almost 3 years ago, we were in the process of moving, and my better half was at the place we were moving into, and I was still packing up the old house, and everything told me I had pulled a big muscle in my abdomen. And finally she said, dude, go to the doctor. Cause you know, I'm a guy. I'm not going to go if I really.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. So, they had me after about 7 hours in a waiting room, cause everybody else was actually bleeding. They got me on the table and they're doing that thing where they put your fingers on it and they tap their fingers and they move around. And he got to the right side of my abdomen and he did it and he pulled back really quick. He said, wow. And so I kind of officially knew I was having a terrible day.
That's a sign.
Is that what, appendix rupture?
This was too high for that. They sent me in for a CAT scan. When it came back, first thing they did was take this big old Q-tip and try to scratch the back of my eyeballs with it. And I was like, man, what gives? And I said, oh, yeah, before we send you upstairs, we got to make sure you're not COVID positive. And I said, hey, let's hold up. Let's have a chat about this.
Right. Why are you sending me upstairs? How about that?
Yeah, I mean, did you have a conversation about me without me? And so they said that the CAT scan showed an abscess on my liver, what they described as, and I quote, the size of a pomegranate.
Damn.
And yeah, it kind of sucked, man.
How do you think that happened? Is that hereditary or did you?
They said it was just, you know, if you don't want to pull the short straw, don't pull straws. And okay. So it's just freak accident, but they think that it started with diverticulitis, which is the bottom of your colon.
Oh yeah.
You know, collecting a bunch and then
like
you don't
seeds
eat
and nuts.
Yeah, but
and
like I said, do you eat a lot of nuts?
No, it's just like you're. You know,
I know.
Said, like a little polyp that let go, and it got some bacteria into my system. And once it's in your blood, every bit of blood goes through your liver, and all your organs apparently have these little cysts on them, and it. Little piece of bacteria got in there and set up shop and went nuts. And, you know, I said, how long has this been in there? And they said it could be 6 months, could have been 6 days or 6 weeks.
Wow. That's,
you know.
And then what do they do to flush out your system? Because at this point, they're saying the infection is entirely in your bloodstream, right?
No, it was, it actually, they said kind of the same scolding. Why didn't you get in here earlier?
Of course. Like you know what? Because we're normal people, Doc. Good God.
Because it wasn't my junk. So right. I'm not that, yeah. And, like, we all laugh at that. But, no, they said that the diverticulitis, real common in men my age, it got into my bloodstream, set up shop in my liver, and it was on the outside of my liver. And so that's where it just sort of started creating this ball of essentially just pus. And so it wasn't in my bloodstream, but they said that had I been in a car accident wearing a seatbelt, it probably would have ruptured, and they would have had to put me in a coma for a month.
So that's why I don't wear a seatbelt.
So they did remove this thing.
Well, what they did was they admitted me, and then they doped me up the next day. And I can tell you why they keep fentanyl under lock and key. And so they knocked me out.
They don't on Third.
Pardon?
They don't on Third Avenue. It's widely available.
Apparently they don't.
Yeah.
But, we it's everywhere, I guess. But anyway, so they just knocked me out for a little while, and they put in a drain in this little bulb that it was collecting in. And I had to drain that every day. And I got over 250 cc's drainage in the first 2 days.
Jesus, man.
What did this stuff look like?
It honestly, it looked like really bad gravy.
Was it gray?
It was kind of a grayish brown, and
the smell was something you never forget. Imagine taking out some beef stroganoff on Friday morning,
all right,
and then leaving it out all weekend and coming back on Monday in Atlanta in August.
Oh, come on. That's a pretty good description, I guess.
Yeah. I was like, can I just die? Can I just not deal with this?
How long did it take for that thing to drain?
So they kept me in the hospital for 5 days. And that was the only time whining and bitching about something got me what I wanted, because I made myself as big a pain in the ass as I could, and they finally let me go home.
All right. Did you have to get some of your intestine removed?
Nope.
All right. So you still...
They just put a drain in. I've got a little scar. It's about, you know, a quarter inch on my abdomen, where they had a tube hanging out of me. And it was about 6 or 7 weeks before they decided it was all healed up.
God. 6 or 7 weeks of bad gravy and hot beef stroganoff.
I got to ask, did you have sex while you had this thing in?
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm telling you, man, if we were together, I'd just keep staring at that thing. Like, golly, dude, what is
that? Yeah, I mean,
I don't even know if I could get it, you know.
Nah, you can fight through some things, but like if you can see it.
If you
can
smell it, if you can see it.
Bad gravy.
You know, just like, I don't think we're going to. I don't even know if I could get excited.
Well, because my concern would be like, man, if the tube pops out in the act, like, I don't want any of that stuff coming out of you. I do not want it on me. Bad Gravy, by the way, great name for a band.
Gray.
No, Bad Gravy.
Bad Gravy.
Bad Gravy. Still,
I'm just thinking of the color of it. Gray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nasty. And I know exactly what he's saying. It's just like that whitish, just nasty.
Well, he said it's pus. So I had to look up. Everyone knows what pus is, but do you actually know what pus is?
No.
Right. So that was my, like, everyone knows what it is, but then I go like,
I know how to spell it.
Better than some. Uh-huh. It's a thick, yellowish or greenish opaque liquid produced in infected tissue consisting of dead white blood cells and bacteria with tissue debris and serum.
Serum.
Serum. So there you go. That is what pus actually is.
Get it out.
Yeah.
Days in the hospital too, man. That's just sucks.
Especially when you're just draining.
Yeah,
that's it. It's not even like recovery. It's like you're just draining into a tube.
If you're not peeing, the word draining and your body don't go together.
Not good.
No. You have your knee drained?
I have not. Don't want to.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Infection, disease, or illness, what did you have to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.